Chapter 11, Paradise Coming into View. Noon appeared to come sooner today. The sun even felt hotter, and the emptiness inside seemed somehow deeper. As he drove in the long driveway of his ranch, Ron sensed something was wrong. Rounding the corner, he saw what it was. There ahead of him, running back and forth in front of a group of crazy young mares, was his two-year-old stallion. He snorted and pranced so pretty for all the mares to see. Ron shook his head in frustration, and then, still dressed in his office clothes, he got out, made many futile tries to catch the young stallion, and the worst thing that could have happened did. The young stallion, tired of being chased, headed for the back part of the pasture, where, unknown to him, the fence was much weaker. Ron knew he had to do something, as this stallion would soon break through that weak fence and go after each of these mares. Ron called Jane, his wife. She worked against his wishes with several guys at a local barn. He knew they had nothing in their marriage anymore, and this was her escape. He also knew, like that weak fence in the back, she would break down one day and be in with the stallions, guys in the barn. The barn was a mere 15 minutes away. Ron tried to express the urgency of the situation as he related it to her. Still, it was 45 minutes later when Jane rode in. She was still sitting in the pickup next to her first choice of the men from her barn. She saw nothing wrong with the situation, and when questioned by Ron about it, she blew up. Jane had already pulled away from her family, yet whenever confronted, somehow lived in total denial. They worked together to get the stallion caught and put away. Ron and Jane then parted ways without a word being spoken. There was coldness in that moment that would soon affect Ron's life like he would never have imagined. Later that same night, as they put the three boys to bed, Jane told Ron, "It's over." She had decided she was through with the marriage, and it was over. The words seemed almost comforting as Ron sat back, pondered what she just said. Why did he not see this as just another abandonment in his life? Why was he not crushed and broken? God had prepared his heart. The crushing and the brokenness had long since had its disheartening effect. He had already told the Lord he could not go on this way, and he had meant it. Not only had his marriage been a failure, but also his walk with God had been one too. He had pleaded with the Lord to save his marriage, but even more, he knew he had to get his life right with God. He could remember saying, "Lord, strip me, break me, take away anything that keeps me from running hard after you, Lord." He had sensed God taking him at his word. So where in life do sorrows start? How does despair grow in your heart? You look just fine for all to see. No trouble here. It can't be. Lives and marriages are such an act. What you see isn't close to fact. Under the surface, heartache lives, lurking there, a curse to give. Our values based on what we see, on what the world says we should be. So few of us will ever know. How do you let true love show? Our shallowness is so widespread, we act alive, yet inside we're dead. There's just no value in all we do. Of God's plans, we have no clue. We run and run, but to no avail. For upon us all, life will prevail. Only when it's too late do we see what we could have been, both you and me. If we had not sought first place, we would have won the real life's race. The one that goes on, even when we die, it doesn't end here. That is just a lie. Eternity is meant for all, but for most, it's a fiery fall. To the depths of hell forevermore, unless they answer that knocking door. And then we must leave it all behind. Things we pursued that made us blind. The treasures we once held so dear. Then trust in Him without a fear. To follow without restraint, that is the cost of a risen saint. No value in the things of earth. The past is dead if you have a new birth. So seek Him now with all you are. You'll find the Lord is never far. He's waiting now, even today. So give Him all. Let Him have His way. In your life and in your heart, from you His Spirit will not depart. Lord, take away all earthly delight. Let all that's darkness turn to light.